Dear friend, today the 23rd of June, year 2017, and we are on the third day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at Sakpo International Meditation Center in Hawaii, America. Today is a very important day because today is the last day of the cycle, the law number 3. Remember, one of the principles we have to practice in the law of the number 3, that means we have to minimize input of the carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So that is the first thing we need to do. And the second thing, we have to try to maximize the output, right? Maximize the output. So for the last 2 days, we already try, and today, especially today, okay, we try to minimize. So you, if you pay attention to your nutrition, you will see that we try to minimize today the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fat in your fruit. And this morning, I remind you, today is very important day, so you have to try mindful, very, very mindful in every single thought and the action of your physical body. So what that means, you try to maintain your physical as stable, as quiet possible, so you have an opportunity to observe the thoughts arising in your brain or in your mind. And then when the thoughts arise in your mind, if that the order you need to follow, for example, you want to stand up, you want to walk out this hall, you want to go to the toilet. When you observe the thoughts arise and you know that's the important order you need to perform, and then the physical activity have to obey and do it right away accordingly to that order. Try to minimize the unnecessary activity from the body or from the speaking through your mouth. Pay all attention to your thoughts, your mind, and again, had to perform accordingly whatever the order from the mind and the physical activity have to matching right away. In general, we have to realize our boss, our master, and then follow the order of our master accordingly whatever he or she want us to do. Because we have only 12, actually 11 and a half hour more to practice that. Because at 10 p.m. tonight, we will pass the law of number 3. All right, we continue. Again, I remind you to be very mindful and follow the order from our mind. That means the mind and the body have to be together at all times. Because tonight at 10 p.m., we will prove that we passed the exam. That means we can override the law number 3. Because tonight we will use a lot of fat, and you know, in 3 main calories here, the carbohydrate and the protein have lower calorie, and the fat is the one have very high calorie. 1 gram of carbohydrate or protein can give only 4 calorie, but 1 gram of fat can give us 9 calorie, more than double. So compared to the protein or carbohydrate. So if we not practice correctly, the fat we put in tonight will have very strong affinity to withdraw inside of our body instead of to help it eliminate the toxic substance out. And not only very high calorie, tonight we use an amount about 5 or 10 times more than our normal diet. In the daily life, in our food, we have about 5 millimeter to maximum 30 millimeter of fat in our daily life. But tonight we use up to 120 to 150 milliliters. That means 5 to 10 times more than normal. And then normal, if we have dinner late, the latest we have around 8 or 9 p.m. But tonight we will take the oil at 10 p.m. It's later than normal. So if we not practice correctly, at I told you, it's very dangerous and it destroys all the process we practice for the last 3 days. And it not help us to restore back to our balance of the healthy body and mind. Because if on the daily basis we live correctly, you see 7 a.m. is the time our stomach start to work very strong. So if we have the breakfast or the lunch before noontime, all the food, especially the fat, will be break down and digest it correctly to provide its function. So what is its normal function? The first function is communication. The second function, that is transportation. So when the fat gets into our body, at first it's in the mouth area. It will have the communications function to take all the information in the food, send to the headquarter, and the headquarter will send out the neural messenger, the message, and that message through the lipid to send through our body all the organ and the system. So that is the first function, communication. And after the communication done, it will do the second function job, that is the transportation. It will transport throughout our body, because our body have many different borders. Every single system, every single organ, and even though every single cell have border, and this border make up by the fat, right, lipoprotein, the fat. So without the fat, that the media for transportation, we cannot pass that border. So after it performs the second job of transportation, they may go to the third one, that means burn out to provide energy. If the carbohydrate not provide enough energy for our body, and whatever the fat left over, it will have enough time to perform the storage and the function of create or synthesize cholesterol, synthesize the new hormone, and synthesize the new cell to prepare for the next days. But because in life we usually live incorrectly, we don't eat our breakfast or lunch before noon. We usually have the main meal in the evening or late evening. So it don't have enough time to do the first job, the second job, and the third job. It just do the last emergency job, that is synthesize cholesterol, hormone, and the new cell only. So that's why I'm asking you to be mindful in all your activity. Mind and body have to all go together accordingly, so we can master the role of our boss, that means the brain or the thoughts in our mind. Because if we're not doing so, tonight we not only take in a lot of fat and very late, so it again, it's worse than the normal daily activity. We really don't want that happen. We want to yield a lot of fat by the low extraction to pull out all the bad cholesterol in our body out. We want to yield a lot of fat to re-establish the communication between all of our organ and system, because right now our body is not working together, right? The organ in one system and between one system to the other, it's not working all together. So that's why it's not harmony, it's not balanced. And especially for the last 3 days, we don't use much lipid. So all the toxic substance we can eliminate in its own system only. We cannot get it out from the other system because we have no transportation means to cross the border. So we want to use a lot of fat to have a whole bunch of transportation system to transport all the toxic substance from the very, very deep inside. That means from every single cell, inner, out of the organ, and from one of the organ back out to the system, right? It looks like we have a many, many truck or van go to the deep village in the remote area. We carry all the stuff out to the state road, and from the state road, okay, we carry it out to the freeway interstate road. So that's why we need to use a lot of fat tonight. And if we not practice correctly, it may again, it may not do any good benefit for us, but it will harm for our practice. So you may ask why we not take it early during the day, before noontime. So it have the good benefit at it's supposed to be, but why we not take it early and we take so late? The answer, because if we take early before we finish the law of number 3, and it have no benefit. If we take it too early, the time for the gallbladder and the liver, okay, it's not ready, open to accept the fat to do the job for us. Especially for people with the big belly, the high bad cholesterol, the mess up of the endocrine system, and we need to support it at the right time. That means the almost midnight. We have to use the law of extraction to support for this activity. So the time for synthesized cholesterol usually around the midnight. And also the media of working for liver and gallbladder is about 50% in the oily media. So if we take it early during the day, that all this organ is not open, it not get ready to receive it. So all the fat and all the medicine we take it in will be go down to the intestine and get out. So it's no good, no benefit at all. So you may ask the next question, why we not help anyone? We not help the brain at our headquarter or the host at our main system to provide the nutrition or the oxygen for us, why we have to support the gallbladder and the liver. So as you see on the picture, only 2 hours at noontime, we need to yield the two major system organs in our body, that is the nervous system and the circulation system. The brain is headquarters of neural system, and the heart is the headquarters of the circulation system. See, two major systems have to combine together to work only 2 hours. On the other hand, you see only two minor organs, and each one has to take responsibility for 2 hours. So which one have to work more and which one is more important? You see? So that's why you see we need to support for gallbladder and liver, because each organ have to take responsibility for 2 hours. Now we look closer and we will see the headquarter of our nervous system in the brain. The size of our brain only about 2 handful. And the size of the heart, the headquarter of circulation system, is about 1 handful. So add all 3 together, the size only about 3 fists or 3 handful. But now you look at the liver. The liver by itself, the size is more than 6 handful. So it's more than double with the brain and the heart. So if we weigh the weight of our brain and the weight of our brain and the heart, it takes maximum 3% of our body weight. But our liver, it weighs more than 6% of our body weight. Again, more double than the combination of the other two. So that's why you see it have a more responsibility. It had to work longer hour compared to the 2 major system organs in our body. So what they do in our body, why they have to have a lot of responsibility and they need a lot of hour to work. So in our body, we have about 10 major systems. We have a nervous system, we have a circulation system, respiratory system, digestive system, elimination system, lymphatic system, skeletal system, muscle system, etc. We have about 10 major system organs in our body. The liver by itself, it has to work for at least 5. The liver by itself, it has to work for at least 5 major organ systems. First, it works for the digestive system when it has to produce a lot of digestive fluid. The second system, it has to work for that in the elimination system through the feces, that means through the anus, through the urine, and through the sweat to the skin elimination system. So that's why when you say if we had a problem with the first function of the digestive, when we don't have enough digestive fluid from the liver, we cannot break down all the food, unbalance the nutrition, we be out of shape, we easily get sick or something like that. So our liver had a problem, elimination system, we had a problem, our stool coming out is too loose, or we have a constipation, and the color is not the dark light, dark yellow color, it may have the red or the brown color. The urine is not the right color, it either too white or too dark, and the skin is not the right color, it may used to have a yellow color, something like that. And the third system, the liver has to support, that means the circulation system. The circulation system to help the red blood cell or the blood cell in general spread out evenly and move freely, we have some factor to separate that and that factor and all that synthesize in the liver. And to keep the blood vessel, correct, it thickened and it's flexible. That's controlled by the liver too. If the liver had a problem and then our blood vessel, okay, it's too thin or it's too thick or it's too stiff, so it cannot move flexible. And even though when the blood vessel be broken, we be bleeding. To stop that bleeding and heal the blood vessel, that function from the liver too. To maintain the body temperature through the heat of the red blood cell carried to every single cell to the extremity, that's controlled by the liver too. So the liver work a lot for circulation system. The number four system, the liver has to support and take responsible, that's the muscular and tendon. So if we had a problem with the liver, we usually have the muscle contraction, stretching, or the tendon broken or extend of the tendon. The number five organ system, the liver has to support that is the immune system. The immune system, the liver support throughout the body through many different organ systems. So first, it works in the digestive system at the first gate to screen any toxic substance in our food, in our drink, especially nowadays in our medication. So you see, that's why people who eat out in the restaurant, who use a lot of additives, who drink a lot of wine, who take a lot of medication, they had the liver damage very easily and very oftenly. And then the immune system, by support by the liver, it works also in the circulation system because some immune cell in the blood vessel be support by the liver. So this soldier, the immunity cell, it just work in the blood vessel only, not out of the blood vessel. And the next level of the immunity, the liver had to support, that is the national, the lymphatic system. They had to work all the body wherever it needs. So that is five systems so far. The liver had to take responsibility for that. And the number six, that is his cousin, the gallbladder, will take responsibility to control or to support for the two major organ system in our body. That's why you see it opposite here. Okay? So you see, this couple or this twin either only a pair of organ in the digestive system. By themselves, they have to take care more than 50% of our daily function. So when they have to work a lot, it's easy to get tired and make the mistake, right? So that's why we need to support, we need to clean up, we need to reset it to the balanced state. Alright, we stop here, and this afternoon we'll go more detail about its function and how it interacts and what we need to do tonight so we can support for that and to prove that we already master the law number three and we can graduate to go to the next law, the next cycle.